sweet, sweet, sweet sex. See you know. Yeah, I. Na, 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 na. So what? Yo. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade with me, I look for me, get it by the pound, yeah. Sweet sensei, I come around. Me, I take a little jar and pass it around, so. Finally the herbs come around. The high grade with me, I look for me, stock it by the pound, yeah. When Babylon, I come around.
Hello everyone and welcome to Reefer Rhetoric. Stop the political propaganda.
Quit it. Stop it.
As usual, I'm your host, Dean Schwag.
I'm Professor Blunston.
This is episode 17 of the show and today is Tuesday, April 17th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. Show notes are available on our website at reeferrhetoric.com and you can send emails to reeferrhetoric@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Reefer Rhetoric and find us on Facebook. Also, for those wishing to share a story, feel free to call and leave a voicemail at 254-307-2872 and we'll be happy to consider playing it on the air. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes, pass us around to your friends, and take a brief moment to roll up a review on the Reefer Rhetoric iTunes page. As usual, guys, our first segment is True Facts.
Mm-hmm. True Facts. Let's give it to them.
All right.
Zero deaths, zero overdoses. Fact.
Our next fact is that cannabis has been proven effective for appetite loss, glaucoma, nausea and vomiting, pain, spasticity, and weight loss. Fact.
In 1776, hemp was first grown in Kentucky.
Fact.
All right, our second segment is spoken words from Professor Blunston.
This piece is entitled Negative Cannabis Propaganda Slingers. When Kevin Sabet spoke, I looked around the room to see who was putting up their middle finger. I couldn't believe he's a 33-year-old with a PhD and is a negative cannabis propaganda slinger. There's this city south of Denver where the community has put the cannabis growing brothers through the ringer. Had people on the corner with signs reading, honk your horn if you don't want pot in your neighborhood. They're straight up negative cannabis propaganda slingers. So the next time you're around someone and they're talking negative about cannabis, look at them as if they're an unpopular foreign singer. And tell them, you're going to move around because you are allergic to negative cannabis propaganda slingers. Peace. One love, all praises due to the creator.
Thank you very much, Professor Blunston. You guys can follow Professor Blunston on Twitter at Prof. Blunston, and he can be reached by email at profblunston@gmail.com. That will bring us to our third segment, which is political propaganda, where we're going to be breaking down stories and more. Again, anything that we discuss can be accessed in the show notes at reeferrhetoric.com.
And there's a bunch of propaganda this week. A bunch of, man.
Let's just start. This first one comes out of WXYZ, and it's entitled, Was 19-year-old suspect Tucker Cipriano high on fake marijuana when he attacked his parents? We're going to go ahead and play this clip from ABC so you guys can get an update on this.
Tucker claims that he was high on a synthetic drug called Spice or K2.
Now, 7 Action News reporter Kim Russell is joining us now with more on what parents need to know about this drug. I know they have a lot of questions. And the very scary thing is that if your kid was smoking K2, had it in their possession, you could possibly see it and not even know it. The reason is they are often sold as incense over the counter at local stores. Now, this is one popular kind. I bought it for about $20. While working with a local sheriff on a report about how easy it is to buy, we asked the convenience store clerk for the incense you are supposed to smoke, and he sold us it. It is labeled LOL incense. If you go online, websites on K2 and similar drugs say there is a code. Incense labeled LOL is supposed to give you a mild high. Some say it gives you a high similar to marijuana. I have talked with teens, though, who say this stuff is nothing like marijuana. They witnessed frightening trips. Users experienced terrifying hallucinations, agitation, and paranoia. As for where it comes from, drug enforcement agency officials say it is often made in China. The makers spray chemical on herbs The really frightening thing is when people use this stuff, they have no idea what they are putting in their body. If you take a look at this package, you will see there's no label on it saying what is it, what's in it. It just says LOL incense. So it's very dangerous. Emergency room doctors say they have seen patients with seizures. You want to stay away from this stuff.
Parents will be searching bags for that kind of thing today, I bet.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate the update on that, Kim.
All right, guys. And again, this teenager allegedly smoked this KT spice before he clubbed his father to death with a baseball bat and attacked his mom and brother with the help of a friend. And
now, this is in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Right. Now, I'm not glad that this came out, but something happened last night on my Facebook page, and there's an event that is going on in Colorado. Okay, I argued with this particular person on Facebook because basically, in Boulder, they're not wanting the students to come and have their rally on 420. So therefore, they've created this other type rally that they're talking about smoking. Come on out, we're going to smoke a natural herb, okay, that doesn't have THC and so forth and so on. And they're calling it an herbal blend, okay? That is the new name now. That is the name that they've changed K2 and Spice to. There are smoke shops, and anyone that says, no, herbal blend is not, BS. Go to the Hot Times magazine for May, okay? And there's a company in there called Mad Hatter. Herbal blend. He has 16 flavors. And basically, the flavors are bubblegum. They basically name it all the flavors of normal cannabis. And they're sold, like the news anchor woman said, $20. And there's a gram in that pack. And I just mentioned that on Facebook last night to the person that I was actually having this debate with, okay? And then the person is going to try to say, well, no, herbal blend, we're talking about unrolling cloves. Didn't you see we're going to unroll cloves and clog the system? Well, cloves, a.k.a. Cretex, has more nicotine, carbon monoxide, than regular cigarettes.
That's true.
Okay? Clove smokers risk heart disease and certain cancer and lung damage, okay? Cloves are products of Indonesia made of 60 to 80% tobacco, 20 to 40% ground cloves, ground oil, and other additives.
You're right.
So this, and I have it on my Facebook page, this man actually told me, we're going to re-roll cloves. Go online, people. They're talking about some festival. And like I said...
And this is, guys, is in...
Man.
This is in response to the fact that Colorado is hoping to snuff out this 420
in Boulder.
Pot event.
Yeah, Boulder. On that campus.
And like Blunston and I... Well, first of all, if you haven't realized already, this K2 spice issue is a very touchy subject for both myself and Professor Blunston.
They changed the name. They keep
I've
changing
gone off
it up.
At smoke shops on people. I mean, it's a dangerous product, and if people want to continue doing it, you might as well.
I mean,
smoke
the
crack,
herbal
like
blend.
Said, it's
the
ridiculous.
Herbal blend on that package. It says not for human consumption,
right.
And it's straight. You go into the smoke shop, say, "Let me get some herbal. What herbal blend do you have?" Okay, that's just a new name for K2 spice, people. That's the new name. Herbal blend.
Right.
Let's move on because I'm getting pissed off.
Let's move on. All right. This one's not going to make you any happier. This next one comes out of Merced Sun Star. It's entitled Pot Growers Warned, Feds, Local Officials Planning to Hunt Down Big Marijuana Farms in Merced County. Local law enforcement announced Monday that it will be working with federal agencies to crack down on large-scale medical marijuana grows, primarily on agricultural land. Quote, we're going to start pushing for federal charges against people because of the state's reluctance to file cases, said Tom McKenzie, spokesman for the Merced County Sheriff's Department. We're notifying people that they're going to be law enforcement action. The Sheriff's Department is sending out letters and emails telling medical marijuana growers they could be subject to criminal charges and seizure of property. The move follows several public announcements by U.S. Attorney Benjamin Wagner that federal and local law enforcement officers in the Central Valley will collaborate in shutting down large marijuana operations. Quote, we are working with sheriffs in at least 6 counties, including Merced, to target marijuana grows on agricultural land, said Wagner, the region's top federal prosecutor. large grows, regardless of whether they're called medical or not, are in violation of federal law. While large outdoor marijuana grows, often associated with guns, violence, and environmental destruction, tend to garner little public support, cannabis advocates have voiced concern about this most recent campaign. Quote, if we actually see local law enforcement working hand-in-hand, sending out teams of deputies with federal agencies, that's new, said Nate Bradley, a former California police officer and spokesman for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP. Quote, if they actually start going after legitimate co-ops, you'll see protests like you've never seen before. They're going to get one of the biggest states' rights battles.
Now, you hear that, people? This is from the spokesman from LEAP. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, okay? Now, we have, like I say, we talked to Russ Jones.
He's also a spokesman.
Yes, he's also a spokesman. And people, when you have former DEA agents, police officers, and so forth that are saying, hey, this is over with, and these people are going to actually hit the streets and rally for this, then, hey, people, we need to come on out and speak our voices, okay? We need to actually, on the National Cannabis March Day, okay, let's come out in massive numbers.
Yes, yes, let's get out there and let's let our voices be heard. They're not going to arrest us all. And going back to this Colorado thing as well, what I meant to say earlier is we're going to tell people to show up still, not necessarily at Boulder, but show up.
Right.
Still have an event.
Right. And what basically... hey, look here, if you're going to protest, then why not protest with cannabis, okay? Dean Swag and I talked about this earlier. Regardless to what you guys think about Texas, Austin is the coolest, mm-hmm. man, Austin is cool as a fan, mm-hmm. okay? Austin, mm-hmm. to me, reminded me of Berkeley, because Berkeley was extremely cool to me. I mean, I think that campus, around that entire campus, the atmosphere was wonderful.
Amazing.
Yes.
And every time we've been out in Austin, I mean, it's
Austin's
been incredible.
The same way. So
the local law enforcement is very
do not bother. Yes, when you're at the cannabis events in Austin, we don't have problems, none whatsoever. Now, getting there, coming through Williamson County, that's another problem.
That's a different story.
Yeah, but once you get past that little Williamson County, get into Travis County, you're cool as a fan.
You're right. Let's move on.
You see, people, I had to take a hit, and you had to kind of, now, had I been sitting here initially, had a beer, been drinking, by the time I got crunk up on that first subject, right about now, I'd still, I am telling you, I ain't gonna see nothing. But see, it didn't happen that way. Took me a nice little hit, and I was able to calm down. We came back, and we started talking about how cool Austin is.
All right, this next story is entitled, Matthew Stafford Sees Lions' Marijuana Troubles as Correctable. I mean, basically, I'm not going to read this entire thing, but I will say Detroit Lions coach Jim Schwartz at the start of the offseason workouts today addressed his team's recent spat of marijuana-related arrest. His message was, your personal behavior can't interfere with what we're out to accomplish as a team.
Period. So basically, you know what? I think that was a great statement from Coach Jim Schwartz to say that, just basically said
he's not getting involved with the
cannabis riff. He's just letting him know, hey, your personal behavior, hey, look here, don't let it interfere with what's going on here.
And I know one thing that frustrated Blunston, and it frustrates me too, that the quarterback said, that Matthew Stafford said, was something about, you know, making it being a mistake. You know, everybody makes mistakes. And, I mean, I don't really consider smoking cannabis a mistake. Do you?
I don't either, considering it's okay for... after the game, you guys get to go and have America's favorite brewed beer. Really? Get smooth out of here, man. Move around.
Let's move on. Here's some positive news. This one comes out of online.wallstreetjournal.com. It's entitled, Marijuana Permit is Set in New Jersey.
All right, New Jersey.
New Jersey granted its first permit Monday for a Montclair facility to immediately begin growing medical marijuana, a significant step in the program first legalized more than 2 years ago.
You know what? I like Jersey. You know what? Each time I go, when I go to New York versus staying in New York because it's expensive, I usually stay in Newark. Okay,
right.
I usually stay right across from Newark Airport. Don Don Shula has a steakhouse that's right there, that's in that hotel there. So I used to stay around there, stay in Secaucus. But Jersey is cool, man. I like, you know, in downtown Jersey, you want some fire, you know, you just kind of need to, you know, it all depends on who you're, well, you go downtown Jersey. Go to downtown Newark, you should be able to find some fire.
Right, yeah. Right. And Jersey, thankfully, is taking the right steps, because we were just talking about New York last week, and New York's unfortunately going the opposite direction with their governor over there being a douche.
Right. Bag. He needs to smoke one.
This next story is unfortunately a little bit of negative news coming out of Colorado. The Colorado courts recently rejected the rights to use medical marijuana. The premise of this story is basically saying that the way the amendment was written allows medical cannabis patients to use cannabis without fear of being prosecuted by local law enforcement,
right.
But it does not protect them with
jobs.
Employers.
Right. But you know what, on the cool, I'd rather go this way and I'm protected and where the law enforcement
don't
mess with me. Because I've made a statement before. I made a statement, as a matter of fact, this past weekend, and I salute the law enforcement of Colorado, because
absolutely.
What they have done, I've heard them with my own ears, okay, actually say that, hey, we work for the people of Colorado. The people of Colorado, I actually heard, I mean, this is on, if you guys, you know, if you watch, there's a show on, I think it's called, I think that one was American Weeds, when the Colorado police end up busting these growers in a neighborhood where the community actually turned these growers in. They had three houses, and the DEA, the lead officer of the DEA agent that was there, he says, hey, we work for the people of Colorado, okay, and the people of Colorado has voted voted for their rights to have medical cannabis, so we have no problem. We're here to enforce the law. We're only enforcing the law on those who are not in compliance with the law and so forth. And he said, these are three grow houses. They've been causing problems in the neighborhood. The neighborhood have called in on them.
Right.
So
they wouldn't
we have
even known
to come
about
out.
It. Right.
Yeah, he said, so we have to come out because the neighborhood, you know, the person who owns this house, he has three. And I took it, as soon as they said that the person owns his house, he's been causing problems. He was some arrogant asshole in the neighborhood thinking, you know, he's making money and various little riffs and gifts. And he, when they brought his ass out of the house, I was like, I was kind of, I didn't want him to go to jail, but it, you know, it's a two-edged sword. When someone's an asshole and stuff like, I mean, hey.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Let's move on. This is a good story.
This next story is also out of Colorado. It's
positive.
Entitled Marijuana. Colorado Democratic Party Convention Supports Amendment 64. This is out of blogs.westward.com. It's by Michael Roberts.
Wonderful.
Last month, a majority of attendees at the Denver Republican Assembly backed Amendment 64, the Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol Act. And enthusiasm is even more widespread among Democrats. Saturday's Dem State Convention and Assembly in Pueblo formally supported Amendment 64, an action that proves to proponent Mason DeVert that the measure has growing appeal across party lines. Quote, while there may be more support among Democrats and independents, this is quickly becoming a popular position, DeVert said. Supporting an end to marijuana prohibition and regulating marijuana like alcohol is a position that spans the political and ideological spectrum.
Get 'em, Colorado! Come on, Colorado.
Get them, Colorado.
We need you
this
all.
This is great, guys.
Man, we need you all to make sure you support that. Really. We really need you all
get
to support
out there
that.
And pass this amendment, guys.
Man,
make
because,
it happen.
Yes.
This is a huge step for America.
Man,
not just for your state.
Yes, that would be a huge step for America, because then that will also, you know, you have your governor in New Mexico, okay? That will really give her, I mean, that will really make her really... I think that'll make her feel good. You know, that will really help her out, because then the feds won't necessarily be focusing on her and make it. Because here it is, once your state do it, other states are going to follow. They already want to. Come on, people.
I'm going to go ahead and read this next quote, too. This says, this view is echoed by Cindy Lowry Graber, chair of the Denver Democratic Party. In a statement, she argues that, quote, this is a mainstream issue. Polls show that more than 60% of Democrats and a solid majority of independents believe marijuana should be treated like alcohol. A broad coalition is forming in support of Amendment 64, and I'm proud to say that it now includes the Colorado Democratic Party.
Yes. Yes. You know what? Like I say, we already know that they're the I'll go ahead and give it out to see. I mean, they're
Freedom Fighters of the Week.
Freedom Fighters of the Week. There we are.
And we've also got another group that we'll talk about in a little bit. Also, our ongoing Reefer Rhetoric 2012 Stop the Political Propaganda Tour is still ongoing. Our next stop is going to be this weekend. We're going to be in Austin, Texas for the Reggae Fest, Friday through Saturday, April 20th through 22nd. We're also going to be making a quick stop into San Antonio to see Russ Break It Down Belleville.
Russ Break It Down Belleville.
On Friday.
Yes. Russ, you need to call us, man. Let us know. We need to know when you're getting in, you know, some stuff like that. We need to know all your information because we're going to, you know.
I think you might have sent an email. We'll get in touch with you, Russ. Also, Saturday, May 5th, we'll be back in Austin, Texas for the Global Cannabis March. Again, guys, can't reiterate enough that all of you guys across the world, wherever you are listening, get out there on May 5th.
And come on,
and show up and let people know. Let the world know
that, yes,
that it's time to end this prohibition.
It's time to end it. There is nothing wrong with it. It's non-toxic, so it's not like you'll be polluting the air with it when you're out, you know, when we're out burning. We're not polluting the air. No.
All right.
Secondhand smoke. No secondhand smoke. So get you. No. Come on. Let's go. Let's smoke.
Let's smoke. All right, guys. This next portion of the show is brought to you by Gilligan Smoking Stuff out of Waco, Texas.
Swag always with this technical difficulty shit.
I know. Gotta love iTunes.
For the finest water pipes in Central Texas, come by and visit Gilligan's Smoking Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco, Texas. Or come visit us on the web at www.hotsmokeshop.com. For all your fine discraft needs, come by Gilligan's Smoke Shop. For novelties, come by Gilligan's Smoking Stuff. For your finest hookahs, water pipes, and pipes, we just say no to imported crap. So come see us at Gilligan's Smoking Stuff located at 916 South Valley Mills Drive. Or you may call us at 254-732-4868.
All right, that will bring us, as usual, to our fourth and final segment, the Reefer Rhetoric Awards. First and foremost, the Anti-Cannabis Politicians of the Week go to...
RDP and the Odrama Administration!
All right, pro-cannabis story of the week goes to the story we were just talking about earlier with the Colorado Democratic Party Convention supporting Amendment 64. And last, our Freedom Fighters of the Week go to...
Look, people, we're going to give the Freedom Fighters of the Week to the state of Kansas, especially Wichita, Kansas, for battling through the storms that they went through. You know, our prayers are out with you all. We appreciate your support. Stay strong. Keep fighting. We want everyone listening to us also to have a great, safe 420 weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
absolutely.
You all be safe. Just be safe, okay, people?
Be in touch, guys. We still want to hear from you. Please be in touch. All right, guys, that will wrap up episode 17 of Reefer Rhetoric, Stop the Political Propaganda.
Stop it. Quit it.
I'm Dean Schwag.
And I'm Professor Blunston.
We look forward to talking to you guys again next week.
All right.
Take my warning, yeah. This little fat thing, she a me darling. Me have it stashed well in my car.